Welcome back, and joining me now for a look at the equity space is Stephen Schultz from Momentum. Thank you so much for your time, Stephen. Well, this is it. One of the first major risk events of the year. Of course, this is with the conclusion of that Fed meeting where we are going to get the statement later on this evening. I mean, today we really get a picture of the trajectory that the Fed plans to follow in terms of monetary tightening, interest rate hikes, and also just reducing that balance sheet. Are you a dove or a hawk at this point?
Look, I think it's difficult to say. It is an all-important day that I suppose we've been speculating for some time about. More than a dove or a hawk, I think that the Fed is going to be exceptionally deliberate in meeting expectations of market. Market has, of course, already formed a view on what to expect, which is, of course, the first interest rate increase of 25 basis points in March, and then potentially two or three more increases this calendar year of the same quantum. And I think that really the risk today is not so much whether there's a surprise, but rather what it means for the Federal Reserve to start increasing interest rates in a potentially difficult economic environment where economic growth in the U.S. is decelerating. Not a comfortable position for central banks, I suspect.
One thing that has certainly not met my expectations of it is the Rand. I mean, it's kept quite cool during all this turmoil that's been happening in global markets. And I mean, you would think that as a risk asset, it would be knocking at the 16 Rand, dollar door, but it hasn't. I mean, why the positive mood on the Rand?
Couldn't agree more. I think the Rand has performed exceptionally well over the last few weeks. There's a number of reasons, there's a number of factors contributing. The first one is commodity prices. We've seen a very decent pop in commodity prices recently, which is, of course, support for the South African Rand. We also, for some reason that escapes me, are back on risk on in markets, and that is always positive for emerging market currencies, including the South African Rand. And I think that one can also read into expectations of the South African Reserve Bank's interest rate increase path, with the market expecting some interest rate increases in South Africa in anticipation of the US. And that also a bit of a tailwind for the South African Rand, I expect.
Yeah. Moving on to some company news today. Vukile is saying that it wants to raise 300 million rand by reducing its stake in Fairvest. I mean, considering, you know, how much it actually does own of Fairvest, it doesn't really seem like much. But do you have maybe any idea in what they would be doing with that money that they're trying to raise?
Yeah, look, I think I agree with that statement. It isn't a material amount, to be perfectly honest, and not to be dismissive. I think that now is a perfect environment to be raising capital, perhaps not from a market perspective, but more from an opportunistic asset perspective. And there is certainly no shortage of assets to be acquiring and gearing up one's balance sheet at present. So I actually support the move, to be honest.
Yeah. And one of the biggest news for the day is Telkom. Of course, we have the SIU probe into allegations of corruption when it comes to Telkom's dealings in Nigeria and Mauritius. Really a cloud hanging over Telkom in a time when, you know, a lot of people are looking forward to their growth path. I mean, do you hold Telkom?
We don't currently hold Telkom in the portfolios, and one needs to be a little bit sympathetic, I think, for the new CEO. What a welcome he's received. Mm-hmm. There's over 5,000 contracts now under scrutiny taking place between 2006 and 2007. To be perfectly honest, I don't really think it's going to be of any financial consequence to Telkom. At best, there could potentially be a reputational overhang and maybe some management distraction. But at this point in time, I think any developments would be a positive from a financial perspective, as you may get some former managers being forced to answer questions or potentially even repay some of the proceeds from ill-gotten gains years gone by.
Yeah. Stephen, as we know from Animal Farm, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. And I feel like this is what's happening in the tech space. We've seen this tumble, and then you have Microsoft releasing their stellar earnings. I mean, how are you feeling about the company as, you know, Microsoft and just also in that tech space?
Microsoft is one that we like, and that that we were relatively impressed by the numbers that were put through last night. I think there's maybe an interesting trend that we saw in the US last night, in that when the numbers were released, we saw a sharp sell-off on Microsoft for some unknown reason, before a very strong rebound in the share price. And I think that just is symbolic of a US market and retail investor that's feeling a little bit anxious and skittish at present. We saw the market open as we speak, exceptionally strong gains in trading volumes from Microsoft. About one third of the day's gains is all in Microsoft. And the market is clearly struggling to delineate between growth stocks that have run too hard and those with sustainable earnings. Indeed. Microsoft, I think, is in the latter camp. And hopefully we'll see that Apple is also when they release their results tomorrow.
Yeah, some tech stocks are more equal than others. lastly, Stephen, what's your talk pick? Stock pick for today?
I think in an environment where higher inflation is a reality, and potentially discretionary spending globally is going to come under pressure, I've gone the conservative route and opted for a steady offshore dividend compounder in the form of Comcast. For those that aren't familiar with Comcast, it is a media, entertainment, and communications US-listed mega cap. I think also one of the reasons that it's exceptionally appealing in this environment is about 75% of its revenue is already locked in via multi-year contracts. And lastly, with 5G rolling out in the US, I think there are some decent growth prospects for the counter.
All right, well, thank you very much for your insight, Stephen. That was Stephen Schultz from Momentum.